Okay, we're on Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph, five lines from the top. Shalchu Mitam, they sent some warnings from Eretz Yisrael. Hizharu Baruvisa, we should be careful about uncleanliness. We saw at the end of last time's shir, the uncleanliness of the clothing, not keeping one's clothing clean, or hair clean, body clean, etc., as we saw last time. So that's a warrant to be careful about this. Hizharu Bechabura, person should be careful to learn Torah in a group, not to learn by yourself. Hizharu B'nei Anim, one should be careful to teach Torah to the sons of the poor. Shemehem Teitzei Torah, because Dafka, through them the Torah is going to come out. Shneamar, as it says, a drash on the Pasuk, Gizal Mayim Midal Yav, Shemehem Teitzei Torah. So Gizal Mayim is Mayim El Torah, so it's a remes to Torah, and Dal Yav, Dal is a poor person. So figuratively, the water is going to flow from the poor. The Torah is going to flow from the poor. In other words, that's where the Torah comes from, because they're mele, poor people are more humble, etc., and the Torah goes to low places. Okay. Rashi. Okay. Shalo tilmator ela bechabura. Shein adam mitpalpel ela mitoch limun bechavero. Dafka gets sharp if he learns with a chavrusa. He's a rubenim nainim. Shalo yu kalim beinechem. Don't take them lightly to teach him Torah. Because dafka from them, that's where the Torah comes. Okay, back to the Gemara. Mipnei ma ein mutuim talmidei chachamim, let's say talmidei chachamim ibeinehem. So we're asked, why is it that we find, not always, but it's common that we find that dafka is a talmidei chachamim, that they do not have sons who are talmidei chachamim. Why is that the case? So Amar Rav Yosef, shalo yomru, Torah Yerusha hilahem. So there's two ways of learning here. The question is, who's saying this? Right? The Ran learns that it's talking about the sons of the Talmidei Chachamim themselves. In other words, they're not going to put in a lot of effort in their learning because they're going to say, "Hey, my father's a Talmid Chacham, so therefore I'm going to be a Talmid Chacham, so I don't have to work so hard." So that they shouldn't say that. That's why the sons don't come out Talmidei Chachamim so often. Rashi's going to learn that it's going on not the Talmidei Chachamim, the sons themselves, but rather other people. And if other people see that Talmidei Chachamim come from Talmidei Chachamim, and their father's not a Talmid Chacham, they'll give up. They'll say, "Oh, I can never amount to anything. My father's not a Talmid Chacham." So that's why it doesn't happen. Rav Sheshes Breid Rav Yidi Omer, Kedei Shelo Yisgadru Al Tzibur. The reason why Hashem doesn't have Talmidei Chachamim come from Talmidei Chachamim is that they shouldn't lord over the Tzibur. You know, I think they're big shots. You know, "Hey, my father's Talmid Chacham, I'm a Talmid Chacham." So they're going to, this shouldn't be a gaivadik. Marzutra Omer, Mivnei Shehein Misgabrin Al Tzibur. Meaning, same idea, some even Goris, the same lushness as Mitgadrin, not Misgabrin, that also to, like, lord over. But the difference is that he's learning that it's a punishment. Before we said it's not a punishment. It's just Hashem doesn't want them to end up lording over the tzibur, but this he's learning. Marzutra's learning that it's a punishment for lording over. The gabrim's al tzibur. So the punishment is that their kids aren't talmid chachamim. Rav Ashi Omer mishum dekari liin shechamrei, and also it's a type of punishment again because they call people donkeys. In other words, they think they're so great, and that anybody that's not like them is nothing. So they call them donkeys. Ravino Omer, she'ein mevarchim b'Torah tchila. The reason why they get punished that their kids aren't Talmid Chachamim is because they don't make a blessing on the Torah before they learn Torah, Birkas HaTorah. Da'amar Rav Yehud, Amar Rav, Ma'ay Dichsiv. What does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, Mi'ayi Shechacham, V'yavein Ezos. So the Pasuk continues, V'asher Dibir Pi Hashem, Elav, V'yagida Me'av, the Avdar. It's the whole Pasuk. So davar zeh nishala chachamim. It was asked to the chachamim because it says miyaisha chacham. That's the chachamim. Lenevim, as it says, she'er dibir pi Hashem elav. That's the nevim. Velo pirshu, they couldn't understand why the arts was destroyed. Ad sheperishu achodesh baruch hu be'atzmo, until Hashem himself said tichziv, as it says in this, as in the continuation here. Vayomer Hashem al azvam is torasi, because they left my Torah. And the pasuk continues, Asher nasati lifnehem lo shamu bekoli velo halchuba. Vigomer. So they darshan out, hainu lo shamu bekoli, hainu lo halchuba. It's the same idea. Well, you didn't listen to my voice. You didn't go after the Torah. Basically, it's the same thing. It's redundant. Why do you need it to say twice? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Shein Mevarchim B'Torah Tchila. So the first part of the pasuk, when it says Lo Shamu B'Kali, that's they didn't make a bracha on the Torah. And Velo Halchuba is explaining why they didn't make a bracha on the Torah, because they didn't value the Torah. They didn't see the chashivas in Torah. There's a famous Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the Brisker Rav, they say, what's the idea? They didn't make a bracha on the Torah before, because they treated Torah as only a means to do the mitzvahs. In other words, you can't do a mitzvah until you learn Torah. There's no intrinsic, they didn't see the intrinsic value of learning Torah in itself. In other words, they say, just like therefore, when you don't make a bracha on building a sukkah, because there's no intrinsic thing in it, you don't intrinsic building a sukkah. So you should have a sukkah. You can do the mitzvah. So no, you don't make a bracha on building the sukkah. So too, they feel, why make a bracha on learning Torah? Learning Torah is only hechitim, so doing the mitzvah. So you don't make a bracha on preparation. You make a bracha on the mitzvah itself. So that's why they didn't make it. They didn't realize that Torah is something. The learning Torah in itself is something chashiv. It's intrinsic value in and of itself. Therefore, they didn't see that, and therefore that's why they didn't make a bracha. Okay, let's see Rashi. Mipnei talmidei chachamim ein metzuim v'chulei she'ena davar matzui. Again, it's not that it never happens, but it's not common. Shelo yu omrim bnei adam. See here, the Tarashi is learning that other people shouldn't say Torah Yerusha ilahem ve'ein anu nizkakim l'ilmot Torah. We don't have to learn Torah because my father is a Talmid Chacham, so nothing to discuss. So forget it. It's only by them. Shelo yisgadru, shelo yisgadlu. It shouldn't be haughty. Shelo yinagu shrara kishu yiru shehein vavosam buvneim Talmid Chachamim yisgadru. Because they are, look, we're all the whole line of Talmid Chachamim, so they're gonna be bossy. Kemoshe nichu lo avosav lisgadir bo'asam. Same type of lashon, yisgadir. Mipnei shehein misgabrim. It is a punishment, we said. The vadai kol mishu Talmid Chacham uvno Talmid Chacham vadai mitgaber. They're going to degrade other people that are not Talmid Chachamim. Because they have Torah and they don't, so they're going to look down upon them. Nitsa kamid bar midli Yosha. We don't have this girsa over here. Yeshiva shel Talmid Chachamim. Okay, nishal chachamim. Dichsiv, as it says, mia yisha chacham lanevim. Vilamalchi Asharis, Dixiv Vasher Diber Pi Hashem, Elav Vayagida. So we have the Lashon of both, the Chacham and the Navi, and they couldn't answer it until Hashem says, Shem Mevarchim, Keshe Mashkimim, Latalmud Torah. When you get up to learn Torah, they don't make a bracha before. Vetalmid Chachamim, the bracha is not glorious the next few words. Mitoch shehein zehirim lasok b'Torah. They're careful learning Torah, very gilimba. Einan zehirim levarech akeshapodchim. They learn Torah, but they don't make a bracha before. Lo mekayme birchasa. Kedamrina bebirchasa Torah ni anachnu v'tetzenu v'tetzetcha milomar milom de Torah. So that's like the mida keneged mida, because we say in birchasa Torah v'tetzenu v'tetzei. So if they don't say that bracha, so then their kids don't turn out to be Talmid Chachamim. Okay, right. They're back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Isi bar Yehuda lo asa the mesifta de Rabbi Yosi tlata yomi. So Isi bar Yehuda, he didn't come to the Rabbi Yosi shir for 3 days. Ashkeche vardimus b'Rabbi Yosi. So vardimus is the son of Rabbi Yosi. he bumped into him. So Amar Lei Vardimus Leisis, he said to him, "My time alo asi mar lebe midrasha the Abba Hatzlasa Yomin. How come you didn't come to the base midrash and my father 3 days?" So Amar Lei says, "Ki time davuch lo yadana hecha itai." He says, "I don't understand your father's svar is over here. So how can I come?" So Amar Lei Lema Mar my Kamarle. Dilma Yadana Taime. So it says, "Tell me what's bothering you. And what do you not understand about my father? Maybe I can help you." So Amarle said, "Hadatanya, the Brisa says your father said, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kivisasan Kodim Lachai Echerim, Krami Nalan." So remember, as we spoke about, it's a difficult thing that Rabbi Yossi said that a person's clothes, washing his clothing, takes preference of other person's life. And if you can wash your clothes and or give up the water and somebody else could live, so it's chayecha kodmin, and you can takes precedence washing the clothes. So he asked him, "Where's the makor for this?" You know, he just said, "Can I see a makor? Makrami nala." So I couldn't understand how your father could say, obviously, you know, he has to have a makor. So Amar Lei says, "Fine, I can answer you that." Dichsiv, his makor is from the following pasuk. Talks about the Ari Levim. So around the Ari Levim, you leave an empty space for things. And it says in the pasuk, what are these? It's called a migrash. So what are these migrashes, these migrashim used for? Umigrashehem is you lebem tam, the pasuk says, and the pasuk continues ulechusham ulechol chayasam. That's what these empty spaces are for. Okay, now what's this my chayasam? I can understand for their animals or rechush, but what's and their chayasam? What's that? Ile machaya. If you're going to say, yeah, they're chayot, they're wild animals. Balochaya bichlal behemahi. It already says libehem tam. So behemah is inclusive for chayas also. So that can't be the case. Can't be chayas as actual chayas. Elamai chayasam. It must be chayusam mamish. Must be their lives. You know, to live. You know, these areas are for the animals and to live. So the Gemara said, that's also shver pshita. Of course they can live there. I mean, if they can, you put their animals there, it's for animals, obviously it's to live there. So that can't be. Elalav kvisa. So it must be, it's for, to be able to wash. And how does the Torah call washing clothes? Chayasam, life. So says Rabbi Yossi, so I'm here, this is my father's source, that washing clothes is life. That gives you life. You need that's like, to stay alive, you need to wash your clothes. Why? The ha'ika tzara darbuvisa, as we saw last time, that's if you're not washing your clothes, can lead to shigon, to craziness, actually crazy, which is like pikuach nefesh. So mimele, like we said, they're also staying alive is also pikuach nefesh, but that's chayecha kodmim. Now, do you have enough water to wash your clothes, which is life, staying alive? And if you're going to give that up for their life, that, you know, that's fine, but it says chayecha kodmim. Your life comes first, and therefore you don't have to give up the water to wash your clothes for other person's life. Okay. Rashi. Vardimus Bar Yehuda, this is the high new, he said that's Rabbi Nachem, Rabbi Yossi, the Miskari, Benanshal Kadoshim, the sons of the Kadoshim. Taima lo yadana. He said, "I don't understand. Amar lo milsa sheini yachol amod al sof daito. I can't understand what your father meant." Amar lo dichsiva, that says, "Bnei levim ul chol chayasam." Gabi levim, excuse me, it says, "Ul chol chayasam." Their life. What is that? So, ilay mechaya mamish shemit parnaset misham. That they get the parnasa from there. The chayas, the animals, the wild animals, v'alo chaya bechal behema. It's included in behema. We said it lemem tam already. Dixiva that says zosa chaya asher tachlu mikol behema v'hoyel v'chziv ulebem tam. So therefore, lama li chayasam. Why do we need to say chayeg? There's a kirsa that takes out the next few words. Hakfisat bigdayim haynu chayasam. That the wash of the clothing, that is their life. The ilo michabse bigdayim ikat tsar. If they don't wash their clothing, they have tsar. The chayusam haynu nami arbevisa damarleel. So that's, therefore, life is what we said before. That's the arbevisa, the uncleanliness, that if you don't wash your clothing, it leads to bad things. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ein Elu Nidrei Inui Nefesh. So we said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi says that washing and adorning, because that's not Inui Nefesh, that's not self-affliction, therefore the husband cannot be made for them. So now the Gemara asks, Ibailu. They asked, Le Rabbi Yossi, Mahu Sheyafer Mishum Dvarim Shebeino Leveina. In other words, okay, so he says washing, adorning, that's not called self-afflicting if one doesn't wash. He says, okay, as far as called affliction, that's not called affliction. But there's another area where a husband can be made for, and that's Beino Leveina. So is it at least called Beino Leveina? According to Rabbi Yossi, it's not fine, it's not even that, it's not kinekach, you know, self-affliction. But is it at least something that's going to cause, you know, problems between the husband and wife, that she's not bathing, that at least Mishun Beino Leveina that he can be made for, or not? That was the question, according to Rabbi Yossi. Tashma, the Gemara wants to make a deal. It says in the Mishnah, again, I'm a Rabbi Yossi, ain elu nidrei nefesh. So they make a diuk. Ah, it's not nidrei nefesh, aval dvarim shebeino leveina havyan. Right? Not inui nefesh, but he was just saying that the worst, you know, it's not inui nefesh. Okay, not inui nefesh, but it l'chor is therefore beino leveina. So the Gemara is dochadan, says no. Dilma lidid hu kamar lehu. No, he was saying it to the chachamim, right? Because they said that it is, you know, it is inui nefesh, not bathing. And he was commenting to them and saying, lididi, according to me, you know, washing and stuff, that's a filu dvarim shemeno leveina lo havyan. That not only is not inui nefesh, it's not even anything to do with beino leveina, it's nothing. So lididhu damisu nidu inui nefesh, odu lidain elu nidvesh. But you who say it's inui nefesh says, come on, you have to at least agree with me that it's not inui nefesh. You want to say beino leveina, mela. So I don't even hold that. I don't even, it's nothing at all. It doesn't even affect the relationship between husband and wife. Okay? Fine. You know, you don't want to agree with that. On that. You don't want to agree with me. Fine. But at least you have to agree with me. It's not inui nefesh. I can take kach. That's what he was saying. Okay, then the Gemara asks, okay, very nice, but Lamaisa, my, what, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rechitza and Kishu, is it Mishuim Beino Leveina, or is it not? It's not even Beino Leveina. So, Lamaisa is Machlaikas, what Rabbi Yossi held, Ravada Bar Ave Omer Mayfair, he could be Mayfair, because that it is. It's not bathing, etc. That is Beino Leveina, according to Rabbi Yossi. He said it's not even Nefesh, but Beino Leveina, at least that it is. Rav Huna Amer Ein Mayfair on Pei Aleph on the base Shalom Atzinu Shual Shemes Bafar Pir says that it is not even Beino Leveina because we don't find a fox that dies in his foxhole by the dirt in his foxhole. In other words, even though the dirt in the foxhole might cause a stumbling block, but not for the fox because he's used to it. So therefore, if his wife doesn't bathe or whatever, we'll see more particular we're talking about. So that's the husband's used to it, so it's not even Beino Leveina anymore because he gets used to the situation and therefore it's doesn't interfere with their relationship. Okay, see Rashi. He by Lula Rabbi Yossi the Amar Shelo Echad and Shelo Et Keshet is Einam Nidrei Inui Nefesh Mishum Nidrei Inui Nefesh Einam Mefer about Mao Shefer Mishum Devarim Mishum Beino Leveina Shiu Mufarim Latzmo Kedamram Leel Aval Ein Behem Inui Nefesh Mefer Latzmo. If you remember, we said the Nafkamina between Nidrei Nefesh and Beino Leveina is that Inui Nefesh is forever. It's gone forever. If she remarries afterwards, it's gone. But Beino Leveina is only Latzmo. But after they get divorced and she gets married to somebody else, then it comes back again. So just bring that nafkamina again, that it should nafkamina be, that it will be mufarim latzmo, only, right? Aval, as it says, we said before, le'el, aval ain be'min nefesh, like be'no le'beina, is made for only latzmo. Bishum devarim she'be'no le'beina, hainu kishut kol aguf. So he said, bein kishut takshidim, bein kishut havarat sar be'otso makom. The kishut kol aguf mashma. So he's bringing here that it's kishut includes, which is beino leveina, would be removing pubic hair, which would get in the way. That's the havarat sa'ar be'olso makom. So he says lididhu amrisu you who said the rechitz avinu nefesh, etc. As the bachis goris over here, But you should be oda, at least agree to me that it's not inui nefesh, at least that. Right? Ella dvarim should bein olam beinah. Fine, you want to say it's bein olam beinah? Okay. That, but not, at least you can't say it's inui nefesh. Right? The halo nadra ella me oso makom. Because it was only from, again, from oso makom, to take away the hair, etc. So my, kolomar, akati mi bayalan ime firlo. Okay, lemais we said that, but bottom line is, does Yossi hold that it's at least bein olam beinah or not? Now in Rashi Pe'alef on a base Shalomatzinu Shual Meis Shemes Ba'afar Pir. Obviously a mashal, right? Ba'afar Chafirato. He doesn't die from the dirt in his foxhole. Hoyol Shehu Ragil Ba. Since he's used to it, Miskadel, but also he grows up in it. Whatever, he's used to it. So too the Nimshal Kachlo Matzinu Adam Shenizok. Because this the pubic hair doesn't bother him because he's used to it, and therefore it's not even a problem of even bein olam beinah according to the sheet of Rav Huna, and therefore he can't be made.